الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن أبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, my brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, the grace of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah has given me the opportunity to come here and share some virtues and the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba Kiram, they asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we know how to read salam. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullah. We know how to read salam. Hame pata hai ke salam kis tarah parna hai. We know that. How to perform salam. But we don't know how to read salat. Durud kaise parna hai. We don't know. We want to know how to read salutation and durood upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Sahaba. Allah has given me the durood Ibrahim. Normally we read in namaz, at-tahiyyatu lillah, and then Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That's the durood Ibrahim. Revealed from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and given to the Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tahiyyatu lillah, then durood. It is sunnah to read durood Ibrahim in namaz, but Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says it is wajib to read durood Ibrahim. Wajib, compulsory by Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. He said, Allah has given me the namaz, the beautiful ibadat, because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why we forget him in our namaz? Why we forget him in our namaz? So we must also send salutation upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in namaz. Durud Ibrahim. But you see the words, the sentence began of Durud Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Wa ala ali Muhammad. You know the translation, Allahumma, oh Allah. சொல்லி அலா முஹம்மத், சொல்லி அலா முஹம்மத், சொல்லி மீனிங் வி டெலிங் அல்லாஹ், சொல்லி யூ சென்ட் சல்யூட்டேஷன் அண்ட் துரூத் அலா முஹம்மத் வா அலா ஆலி முஹம்மத் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம். And what Allah told me in the Quran al-Kareem, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Aur aage kya hai? Bolo mere saath bhai. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Oh you who believe. Allah telling me and you. Oh you who believe. In 22nd para. Sallu. You all read durood upon Nabi. Sallu. Alayhi ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallimu taslima and salam also. I just want to share something with you which Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned and his scholars of hadith, that Allah telling me and you to read durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we telling Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. While Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know the salam, but we doesn't know the salat. Teach us. So Allah send us Durood Ibrahim. You understand my question? So Allah telling me and you to send salam and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and myself and yourself, we telling Allah in every namaz. And normal also without namaz. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Muhaddiseen said, why we Allah telling me and I'm telling Allah. Allah telling us and we telling Allah. Muhaddiseen said, myself and yourself, we don't know the rank, higher rank of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in second volume in Babul Manaqib. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was small, he was not yet baligh, mature. Abu Talib, his uncle, was going to do business with group to Syria, from Makkah Mukarramah to Syria. There's nothing for growing up in Makkah Mukarramah. So they used to go to Syria. Allahu Akbar. They used to go to Syria. They used to sell their camels and whatever they have. They used to sell whatever money they get. They used to buy groceries. And they used to bring to Makkah Mukarramah. They used to sell in Makkah Mukarramah. And they used to use also in Makkah Mukarramah. Subhanallah. So Abu Talib said his nephew, who he was, his nephew was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was still child. He says, this time I'm going to take you with me in Safar, in Jani, in Syria. I said, okay. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is traveling with uncle, going towards the Syria. On the way, the whole group went to rest. It was very hot under the shade of the tree. So the whole kafla and group, they're turning, they're coming towards a big tree. They went to rest under the shade of the tree. It's in Bukhari. I'm not telling you BBC news and CNN news. I'm telling you the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Look at the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Still he was a child. Isliye main kaha karta hu Urdu mein, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam par jamal bhi khatam ho gaya aur nabuwat bhi khatam ho gayi. The beauty and handsomeness also ended upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the khatm nabuwat also ended. There is no nabi after him. He was the final nabi. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rasulikum walakin na rasulullah khatamun nabiyyin. The nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final nabi. There is no other nabi after him. The whole kafla and group coming towards, and they were ribais, the ribi. They were sitting under the shade of the tree. They saw that one kafla is coming, one group is coming. They also want to rest here. While they were coming towards the shade of the tree, hadith of Bukhari Sharif, they were coming, the shadow was on the ribais. The shadow is turning, and welcoming to the kafla, to the guru, and is turning the head. When all of them, they come under the tree, under the shade of the tree, all of them, they found that place to rest. But Rasulullah ﷺ still was a child. He didn't found his place. He told his uncle Abu Talib, I'm going to go over the other side. Other side, there was no shadow. All of them took their place. You have seen in Muzdalifah night, how they find everybody place. When they can't find the place, they have to go on the mountain or somewhere. And I found a place. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned from there and he came the other side. The rabbi said, I'm seeing that shadow is turning from the whole group. Is coming towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The shadow is coming. Directly on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's watching. The Christians, Pope and Padre is watching. What's going on here? He asked the whole group, who's a group leader amongst you? All of them said Abu Talib. Okay, he called Abu Talib one side. I want to speak to you. He says, where are you all from? And where are you all going? He says, we are from Makkah al Mukarramah. We're going to Syria to do business. He says, who's this child? He says, my nephew, I know him. You know that. Abu Talib doesn't know. He says, I know my child. He knows just only nephew. He don't know the rank of the child. How like my eyes open. I can't see my chin. I can't see my forehead. I can see everything. Abu Talib kehte the, jab mujhe sukoon nahi hota, I used to see my nephew. I was getting peace in my heart. Not my children. I was seeing that child. I was getting peace in my heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, who's this child? This is my nephew. How like today we say, we know Rasulullah, we doesn't know his life. The businessman doesn't know what masail he said in business. The husband doesn't know what masail he says, what is the right of the wife. The wife doesn't know what is the right of husband. The children doesn't know what is the right of parents. And parents doesn't know what is the right of children. Vice versa. We know only he is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't follow and we don't study and make mutala of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Allah said, laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. Only you can make yourself your example. Only who? Your sample only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one else. If you want to success in this world, in your grave, on the day of Qiyamah, I am not saying, Allah said, you want my love, then you must for practice the life of my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you want the love of Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow my Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yakfir lakum dhunubakum, Allah will forgive you entire sins. Myself and we ourselves, we know, but we don't practice. Abu Talib only knows who is he, my nephew, that's all. And we get peace from him, but he doesn't know what is going to be in the future. He's going to be final Nabi. He said, the rabbi said, listen, you came for business? Give me money, I can buy everything for you. But don't take this child more further. He said, why? What happened? Why are you stopping? He said, I can see because I am the alim of the Torah and I'm the alim of the Bible. I know the qualities in our books. He was the alim of the Torah and Bible. He says, whatever the Allah, the God mentioned in our kitab, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I can see his forehead. It was written inside. I can see his nose written inside. I can see his eyes also, and his beauty and handsomeness. I can see same thing what is mentioned in Bible and Torah. I am scared if you're going to take him, then the Christian people or the Jew people, when they will find out about him, because they don't want that final Nabi come to Arabia, they must come in that their Nabi's generation. So they're going to make shaheed this child. Rather, you must go back to Makkah Mukarramah and save the child. He saw that
the handsome, the light on the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the shadow also turning and coming towards him. Why not? Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned one place, subhanallah, if those who have seen the Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, Allah mentioned in Surah Yusuf in 12th para, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ وَأَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَكُلَّ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. The Zuleika, they were accusing Zuleika, that Zuleika involved in haram things with the gulam, with slaves. So what she did, she put the fruits, so many type of fruits, and she put that all the knives, and Allah said, called all the women, come on as a dawah today. I'm inviting you, have a party. The all women can sit down here and eat, cut the fruit and eat. فَلَمَّا أَكْبَرْنَهُ رَعَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ Allahu Akbar. And Zuleika said to Yusuf, you just come out from the room and just pass in front of them. Just pass through. When the woman was, they were cutting the fruit. Look at the word Allah mentioned. Waqatta'na, not waqatta'na. Waqatta'na meaning just cut only one finger. Waqatta'na aydiyahunna. They don't know what to say. They're just focusing on the handsomeness of Yusuf alayhi salam, beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, and they don't know what they're doing. They're not cutting the fruit. They're cutting the finger hands. What Allah mentioned, waqatta'na aydiyahunna. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرًا. Look like this is not humans. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. Look like he's angel. Why have they never seen the angel? Did you see angel anytime? No. But they were just heard that angel is going to like this. They said, this is no man. This is no insan. This is no humans. Look like he is angel. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. Noble angel. They cut. Allahu Akbar. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and I mentioned Allahu Akbar. What she said? Yusuf ki dekhne waliyon ne apne haath kaat diye. Those who have seen the Yusuf alayhi salam, they cut their fingers. If they see my Nabi Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, they're not going to cut their hands, they're going to cut their neck. Who said that? Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala na. Prophet says, Ana Malihun Muhammad, Ana Malihun wa akhi Yusufa Sabihun me Malihu. Or Yusuf Sabih means he is lightening, mashallah, his face. Everything is very handsome. Half of the like husna was given to him, and half of the beauty was given to the entire world. Sabih, like a 14, like a moon, like you can see, like a sun, he came out. But Prophet says himself, Malih meaning, he says, instruction. That when people see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they come to him, they want to die. They want to give the life for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That wasn't for Yusuf alayhi salam. This is only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zaid bin Dasana radiallahu ta'ala been captured in Makkah Mukarramah and the hand of Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan said, Makkah people is going to be celebrated today, that we're going to crucify them, we're going to hang him today, not in Makkah, because Makkah is a hudud haram, we will take him out of haram. Zaid bin Dasana radiallahu ta'ala, taking out of haram. I was nearly, they were chopping his neck before that Abu Sufyan came and told him, I want to talk to you, some private things. What's going to ask me? Okay, go on. He says, we're going to hang you now. We're going to finish you today. We're going to kill you, chop you today. Can you wish or can you like that we can bring your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Medina Munawwara to here on your behalf and we release you? Can we bring Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Medina and we hang him, na'uzubillah, and we do everything, what are we going to do to you? He says, what are you talking? What channel are you talking? What are you talking? Nonsense. Prophet ﷺ is staying in Medina now. I am in Makkah. If he gets a thorn in his foot, I don't take. I don't bear that also. I don't. Forget this thing to crucify him, to hang him. I don't want my Rasul ﷺ to, that anybody touch him. Look at Abu Sufyan when he accepted Islam. He said, I never seen anybody who had love like companions had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me how much love we had. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-salatu qurratu ayni. Prayer is a coolness of my eyes. Who performed namaz on time? How many people? You can see. How many people are in the Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib? Every month of Rabiul Awwal remind me and remind you the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came in this month and he left this month and he gave us message before his death. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Pray, pray salah and look after you, those who underneath, those who work under your head. Workers, slaves, those types. Look at here. Abu Talib said, take him back. Take him back to Makkah Mukarramah. If the Jewish people will come to know about this child, they will, na'uzubillah, make him shaheed. They will finish him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I remember that his life, as I mentioned to you, the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Allahu Akbar, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة. Each and every my ummah will enter in Jannat, in paradise. إلا من أبا. Except those who deny me. Those who reject me. Listen to this hadith and take lesson today. The lesson of month of Rabiul Awwal. The lesson of Sirah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illa man aba, those who deny me, those who refuse me, those who reject me. I am not rejecting Rasulullah. We believe Rasulullah says we will find a Nabi. Muhaddisin explained the reject and denied the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Sirah. Qila, Sahaba didn't understand. Waman aba, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of aba? What is the meaning of Aba Ya Rasulullah? Qala man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah. Those who follows my life, they will enter in Jannah. Wa man asani, those who disobey me, those who disobey me, those who don't follow my life, faqad aba, they rejected the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Believe me, what Prophet Hasan said that, and what Allah saying in the Quran al-Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. I just want to go more in detail about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much lesson we are getting from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The final my word that me and you are, we are, mashallah, entering the month of Rabiul Awwal. We must understand who came in this month and what his message to us. To me, to my father, to my mother, to my children, to business people, to those who work, those who do job, for each and every humanity, what his message and what was his last message on the Prophet ﷺ life? What is the life of Rasulullah ﷺ and what he said? And he went to Allah Taala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is going to ask, did you follow my Nabi? Because if you want that Allah gets happy, follow my Nabi. If you don't follow the Nabi, you won't get the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then what will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah, my brothers? Yes, it feels bitter in my heart. But no, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love his life also. So try to practice each and every sunnah and try to read namaz on time. Paroge ke nahi paroge? Inshallah, we will perform namaz inshallah on time. Arey bhai, inshallah to go. At least you say inshallah. My sometimes inshallah, no, we have to. No, inshallah, say inshallah. It's a beautiful time. Allah will accept inshallah. Allah will accept our du'as inshallah. And it's not hard for Allah to give us hidayat inshallah. May Allah open for us the way of hidayat inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.